7:10, time to turn to sports. Couple of play-in NCAA basketball games last night. Colorado beat Boise State 60-53 to advance. Grambling, a winner over Montana State 88-81. Get your brackets ready as it'll climb into high gear today as the NCAA tournament starts, and here's a preview.
It's time to dance. The men's NCAA tournament tips off today with 16 opening round games spanning the four regions. Day one has top-seeded North Carolina taking on 16th-seeded Wagner, and for Tar Heels head coach Hubert Davis, the game plan is simple.
Whomever we play, we'll be prepared and be prepared to be the best that we can be when we get out there on the floor.
The action begins in the West region with 9th-seeded Michigan State facing 8th-seeded Mississippi State and winds down in the East with 10th-seeded Drake battling 7th-seeded Washington State. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Kansas basketball fans will have to stay up late as the Jayhawks take on Samford at Salt Lake City. That won't tip until 8:55. That game on TBS. Kansas duo of Hunter Dickinson and Kevin McCullough Jr. have now been named to the 2024 National Association of Basketball Coaches Division I All-American Third Team. Dickinson was also named a 2024 AP and Sporting News All-American on the second team. McCullough was an AP All-American honorable mention. Exhibition baseball, the Royals and Angels play to a tie. That game tied at 8 as they wrapped it up. Hutchinson Community College softball yesterday with Garden. The Dragons sweep both, taking game 1 10-3, the second game 11-0. Bills have signed safety Mike Edwards to a one-year contract. Edwards spent the 2023 season with the Chiefs. Veteran safety appeared in all 17 games, started 5, had 51 tackles, 5 passes defended, and an interception. Also recovered 2 fumbles, one of which he ran back for a 97-yard touchdown. He is now moving to Buffalo. Reno County Coaches Show tonight will have a interesting basketball flavor as the two coaches that are taking their teams to postseason play in in the national tournament will be our guests. Glenn chats with Tommy DeSom, the Blue Dragon men's coach. Sean Boston talks with John Anches, whose team is the number one seed in the women's tournament, which will be played next week in Casper, Wyoming. Looking forward to hearing from those coaches tonight. That's sports. More at HutchPost.com. Weather coming up.
Hi, I'm